Lunchtime in downtown Urbana is usually a busy, crowded affair, but today the mood was noticeably grave. In light of the attacks, downtown eateries were emptier than usual, and those who were there were glued to televisions and the news updates they provided. At the Main Street Cafe, diner Jerry Timothy's reaction was serious and mirrored what many other people were saying.
Well, of course, I'm shocked, and I'm greatly disappointed for the, on behalf of the victims that are involved with this. But I think revenge is going to be the watchword on here, because this isn't just a terrorist attack. This is a full declaration of war as far as I'm concerned.
Emily, a waitress at the cafe, says it has been a quiet day and those coming in are talking more than they are eating. She has been watching the coverage all morning and feared that there might be more attacks closer to home.
I think what's most frightening is that you don't know what's yet to come. And if it could get to Champaign, because I feel like Chicago will probably be next. And just kind of frightening because you just don't know what would happen.
Of course, nothing has happened in Chicago save the evacuation of the Sears Tower. At another Urbana eatery, Bruce Schertz shares what most people around the country must be thinking.
I am amazed at how much the whole United States is affected by something like what happened today. And that's basically all my reactions.
And one favorite downtown Urbana lunch spot, the Elite Diner, has actually closed up for the day. In the front window, there is a handwritten sign that reads, "Closed due to today's events." I'm Jason Croft, AM 580 News.